For many of you, Gladys doesn't need an introduction because she's been, I was trying to figure it out, has been coming to this church since the early 2000s. But for anybody who may be new, I'll just very briefly tell you how Gladys came into our lives and the foundation of, for the Children of Haiti. And I think it was probably 1989, as Karen and I were preparing to go to Haiti to bring home Sister for Karen, my first Haitian-born child. And Gladys was facilitating that adoption. And then in 1994, I went back for my youngest daughter, Christina. And at that time, Hope Home had just opened, and felt a real strong sense of call to come alongside that. And that's when St. Philip's also came alongside that journey, the journey of faith that Gladys and the foundation are on. Gladys may say a little bit, but initially, when she was a teenager, she was sponsored to go to the States and receive training. She became a nurse and eventually was called back to Haiti to take over an abandoned orphanage. And from there began the early days of the foundation. Rainbow of Love Nursery became a reality, which is where Christina and Katia came from. And then a hospital became a part of the mix, and then Hope Home. And all through faith, all these things have grown. And truly, St. Philip's has been a prayer partner, has provided a financial support, and has just been there every step of the way. I just have one small story, is that in November, many of you will know, well, not just November, Gladys was also evacuated out in March and then went back as quickly as she could. But in November, I'd sent a call for prayer that we were asking people to pray at the same time on Thursday for Gladys' safety because the gang activity had reached her area. And 2 days later, she was evacuated out. And that's how we have Gladys here today.
Thank you. Well, Judith had done a great job of just introducing me, but I want to tell you how happy I am to be here this morning. And as she just said, the Lord made it possible. It's because otherwise I would have been stuck in Haiti and probably having you worried about me and worried about the foundation and the work of the foundation. But all that she has said has been a call and a work of faith that I've always shared with you, that I feel like I am part of your family. I have become part of the family. I even had to welcome Alan this morning. So it's just been coming back to St. Philip's. Has really been an honor and a blessing, not only to me, but to all of the children that you are supporting, especially Hope Home. And Hope Home came, as Judy said, part of the foundation. As it was in 1981, after I finished nursing and returned to Haiti, which was my call to return to Haiti to serve, even though I knew that I grew up in poverty, but I didn't know when I had returned to Haiti I would be seeing so much poverty, and my heart going to the children of Haiti, directly to the children, because by that time I've had two of my own kids. And it really was very deep to be touched by what was going on and to just kind of offer myself and said, Lord, please use me any way possible. And he had prepared me from even when I didn't know, because I even shared time when, yes, I was sick, paralyzed, and I came back to life. I came back to health. It was just a way for the Lord to prepare me for what he was going to be using me for in a later date in my life. And I am grateful for having had that time where I would walk through the lives of so many children that not only have regained their health, some have died as well, but that's all in God's will. And for others to have been able to be adopted, and we, you know, then St. Philip's even have two or more. But Canada has received so many children from Haiti that I was able to facilitate. But for everything that I would even say I was, I didn't have anything to do with that. It's all God's work, and I am just a servant to whom he has been able to work, and I have been blessed by what I have seen him doing. So for the past years, that we have just been growing. And the growth is not because there is Haiti that's poor and people are drawn to helping. But I just feel in the work that I have been doing, there is so much of what God has taught us in faith. Because I grew up in a family of that has great faith, where we, if we didn't have food, my father prays for the food. I've never gone to bed hungry because of what I saw his faith was like. And we grew into it. It's not something you learn necessarily, but as you live it, you really know that there is a God who loves us and really cares for us, and that we are no different from one another because he's the only one to provide life. So if he gives us the opportunity to touch one life, that is a blessing. And we all have this opportunity multiplied over and over. Whereas sometimes we reach longer than we can, we see God's blessings, and sometimes we hesitate. But the best thing is to really let go and really see that there is a God that cares. And that's why today I believe that the Foundation for the Children of Haiti have grown through the love that he's put on me and in everyone that I had to touch, but as much as everyone that has come alongside me and said, you know, God called me to this. Judith said this morning when she came to pick up her second daughter, then she was introduced to Hope Home, and she just felt in her heart that God called her to just come and walk alongside me. And other people have come and said, God called me to come and walk alongside me. All I had to do was to obey God, and then he does the rest. I hang on to this belief that this is exactly what God said, and I'm going to follow in his word, and I hold him to it. And now I don't think he can ever leave me. Just as he promised, he will never leave you. He will never forsake you, and I'm hanging on to that. So what has the foundation does in Haiti has been the touch that we do to provide better lives for vulnerable children. And Hope Home, there we care for very disabled children. And these young people, in Haiti normally, a disabled child would be put aside. People should not be seeing them. Or if you see them, you really don't pay attention. I grew up in a way like that, even though in the village that I was at, we didn't really see a lot of disabled kids. But I was very shocked when I returned from the United States, where I studied nursing, have seen a different world, and here I was into a huge general hospital, and the children that are abandoned are babies that cannot care for themselves and disabled children. And it was a time when we just wanted to ask all the time, what would Jesus do? There was a time that we were asking that question in our churches. And what would Jesus do? And it was the exact thing, what would Jesus do? And I always keep that question in my life. What would Jesus do when we come against circumstances, situation where we should be acting? Jesus would take these children. He would love them, he would clean them up, he would feed them. And I feel like he's telling me, this is what you are doing. You are the representative on this earth. He doesn't have a hand on this earth. Your hand is his hands, your feet are his hands, your heart is his heart, and I needed to act. And this was the love that he had given me, to take these kids and just set up situations where these kids would come from a situation where there was nothing for them. And coming into where I had to not only love the kids, but teach other people to love them, because as I hire people to take care of them, I had to really sit down and tell them, this is what God is calling us to do. We need to give them love. And this love is not being afraid to touch them, to clean them, to feed them, to put them in a just comfortable situation. Personally, I could not have done this by myself. When I looked at it, I said, that is enormous. But I know also that I serve a God who sent me ahead and said, you go do this, and I have no fear. And the fear, even from taking them from the hospital, people were saying, where are you going with all these kids? What are you going to go with them? But, you know, from the time that we planned, and it was a quick plan, it's the sight, the action. So I saw the children right away. I said, I need a home for them. I went to someone and said, could you rent me your house? Which is very unusual that somebody would rent you their house to have an orphanage, more or less with orphanage with handicapped children. So this man answered me right away as, this is my part to help you in what you are doing. And that was his answer. I knew that the Lord was already into this. It takes away all the fear and the hesitations. So it didn't take long to even have a home, for people to kind of giving me things and said, oh, this will help. You need sheets, you need towels, you need beds, you need chairs. And everything just came together. It could, and I'm just there standing in awe watching things happening for the sake of the least of them, that we think they are the least of them, but they are the joy of the Lord. So we were doing the babies, we were doing young children, vulnerable, we were doing the children with the disabilities. And this kept growing. You know, they created from the bottom of the earth what you would think would be what we put aside, but God used them to create a beautiful work, a ministry called the Foundation for the Children of Haiti. Because as they get sick, and me as the nurse thinking, this is overwhelming, I cannot take care of the children just by myself with my hand and a tank of oxygen or a shot. It doesn't work that way. But God keeps showing me the bigger pictures, saying, you know, I have power over everything. It doesn't matter how high you can send. You can go to Mars, you can do anything, you can just explore the world and the universe. But God said, where you are, I can really make my love blow up, you know, in such a majestic way that other people will understand that my love is everywhere. Even in this Haiti, that is such a poor country people wouldn't think of. And I felt like, if I can only obey, and that's my prayer, Lord, don't let me go, don't let me lose faith, don't let me lose strength. So to these children, when I saw them suffering, I lost 1 week, I lost 7 babies, just to measles. This is a disease that is all over the world that has had vaccinations for. And I'm losing these babies that do not have the enough strength to overcome diseases. And I would go to a hospital with them, and they would say, well, you have to pay so much money. I didn't have the money. And I would be coming back with children that are dying, and I said, that I know that I'm learning, but I know this is not God's plan for the children. So it was just after losing so many kids, it's like, Lord, I feel like Him telling me, just go, just keep going. You're going to build a hospital. Well, I didn't have money. There is an embargo going in Haiti. Haiti has had every problem. An embargo going in Haiti, everything. But God said, don't worry, I am already ahead of you. Just walk. So the walk, taking the steps, build up a hospital that today is the main hospital, practically in Haiti. The functional hospital is the only one. I didn't know that, you know, we would be doing this. The home for the disabled kids, I always said, God made the children come and be my energizers. It's good to just watch the children coming in. You walk in, it's the smiles. I don't know, as you walk in, if you see these pictures, they are exactly what you are seeing. You walk in and you see the smiles. This is where, as friends, as supporters, that you pray. These are the same smile that God is singing. As you pray to Him for Haiti, you pray to Him for the children, He sees the smiles. Because the children, when they smile to me, I could look at them and it's like, I don't feel like smiling at this time. There are times when I feel so very heavy. But then just look at one of their smiles and said, if this child can smile, I think I can climb way higher than they are. So I regain my strength. So, you know, for now, these days, And many of you may have heard of what's going on in Haiti. Haiti has been overtaken by gangs. In the past 5 years, it has gone downhill. That I personally, as a Haitian person, watching was what my people, my family, my friends have gone through. And we're watching a country that is your family and it's dying. But holding on to faith is the biggest thing that we have. Our prayer, the prayers is our weapon. Hanging on to faith is our weapon, because the God that created us, that created a country, that put governments in power, he holds them all in his hands. And he said, trust me, there is a reason for everything. So for 5 years, we watched this go around. We live in the city of Port-au-Prince, where gangs have taken over 90% of it, and they are at war, as I speak, to take the last 10%. Meaning that as I was evacuated, I might go back to a country that have a gang as president, because they have taken over, they have so much power, we don't know why. So as they take the north, the south, the east, the west, we are helplessly watching them taking over in such an evil way. And the only thing that is happening in Haiti is manipulated by evil. And prayer is our weapon. We don't see help coming from other countries, really. We don't see any immediate help, any immediate solutions coming. So every day we wake up with new strategies, knowing that, Lord, we trust in you for today. Because when I step out of my house, nobody knows that I will be back. Anybody on the street might not be going home, because you can be killed. And this is the way we walk. You can be kidnapped. You can be, you know, totally vanished. And these are the things that we hear. And it goes from children to older people. And that's the way Haiti is. And we don't know whether the government is in it, if the gang's in it, if the international is in it. But in the midst of all of this, God created a bubble for the foundation, for the locations of the foundation for the children of Haiti. The city is a huge city, and the area where we are have been minimally, very small violence going around us. But the foundation for the children of Haiti has never been touched. And we are just in awe and giving God all the glory for what all that he has done. Not only we have not been touched, there has been growth that we have to fight against these circumstances with faith. There is a lot of problem with finding food. All the airports are locked down. The seaports are closed. We are the neighbor to the Dominican Republic. The borders is closed. So we just wondering, what is happening? They are crushing Haiti down. They are crushing the city down to the point we are prisoners. And there is the foundation for the children of Haiti. What has happened? The schools that we operate, we have close to 1,000 children in school. We feed, in terms of feeding people, if we include all of the hospitals and the schools feeding, we are close to 500 plates a day that we are feeding people. We're in a country, in a city where you say there is no food, the food shortage is very real, and the prices are so high. But yet, we said, we have to find it. We find suppliers. We don't sit and just wait, but we act. And when we act, we get good answers. The hospital, for this past year, we treated close to 27,000 patients. The gangs have gone around and burned hospitals, destroyed hospitals. The latest they destroyed not long ago. That just kind of left a hospital called Hope Hospital as the only function of our film that make us really very stressful time, kind of provide a very stressful time for us to care for all these. But we had started to open another, to build another wing about 5-6 years ago, and it was just about to finish. We knew we were building for the future. A lot of things we did for the future without knowing it. The Lord was just preparing, using us to prepare a way for times like these. But today we really are having some very difficult times in Haiti. We have a tech school that, by the grace of God, is functioning. We are building more dorms because more students, in spite of all of this, there is a life. Students want to go to school. Parents want to send their children to school. Our school grew almost 50% more than the year before, this year, because we are functional. And all this, it really comes from the Lord, from the faith and the action that God wants others to see through us. So it's not to say that we are a strength, but God is our strength. We have the faith, we are trusting in Him. So right now, the only thing when people say, what can we do? I always say, pray for Haiti, because there is hope. And my joy of every day, my strength is hanging onto the Lord, watching Him with His open arm, stucking me in the pocket of His arms, His wings, and saying, I am coming through with power and might to destroy the evil things going on to Haiti. I pray that I see when the change comes, but I know that I'm very stuck in His pockets, and that when He says, I will make changes, I always take it in a day. So it's going to happen, and I know I've said that here before. If it doesn't happen tonight, by midnight, because it can happen any time between now and midnight. If the change doesn't happen by midnight, we just start at 1 o'clock in the morning tomorrow morning, it's going to happen. And if it's not by midnight again, we just kind of take strength and say, Lord, I'm hanging on to Your garment. I'm going to hang on to Your garment. Even if you're busy with other people, you are very busy with other activities, but as for me, I'm going to hang on to Your garment. As you look back and I say, you know that I'm there. And my day will come when You will lift us up and say, there is change coming to Haiti. But not only to Haiti. We're praying for change to this world, where the love of Christ can really shine. And I am happy to be able to share with so many of you, knowing that we are sharing on this plate of love, and God takes pleasure in it. And we give Him glory, we continue to just hope, and we trust. So the Foundation for the Children of Haiti, thank you. The Children of Hope Home, the young people of Hope Home, the staff, we thank you for. St. Philip's, you have been on our hearts. So every time I have to share with Judith what is going on, I know she's coming here to share with you, and I know the prayers are going on and going up. So I'm so encouraged, I'm strengthened by all that you've done, and I really come to thank you in the name of all of the Children of Hope Home. Take their smiles, the pictures that you see out there, as their gratefulness to what you've done, and give God the glory for this. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Gladys, for sharing your heart.
Thanks.
And it's been awesome to meet you for the first time. And thank you for your welcome.
Thank you.
I appreciate that.
Thank you.
And you'll be around during coffee hours.
Absolutely.
Wonderful.
Yes.
Thank you so much.